Queen Esther Marrow was Auntie M on Broadway in The Wiz, sang backup for Bob Dylan, performed for Martin Luther King Jr., is a big hit in Europe, and after 40 years as a performer, has just made her first CD of all gospel music.
Sometimes I cry, oh, but why, when I have someone so near who cares for me?
This is the title song, God Cares. Slow, pretty, but Queen Esther Marrow can also rouse.
I'm working on a
Queen Esther Marrow joins us from a studio in Houston, Texas. I'm in Washington. What do you look like, Your Highness? You've got that great big voice. What do you look like?
Well, I look like your average woman. What can I say? I don't know how I look.
Are you tall, you know, short, round?
I'm medium height, and I'm not too fat. I'm working on that. I have a trainer as we speak.
I thought with a voice that big, you wouldn't be a petite little thing.
Well, no, I'm not petite, but I'm not really big either.
Well, you have so many stories to tell from the course of your lifetime, and I wonder, would you tell us about your links to Martin Luther King Jr.? Did you perform when he would go out and make speeches, or what was that connection?
There was one time, as a matter of fact, it was here in Houston. We performed at the Sam Houston's arena, and after the performance, Dr. King, Aretha Franklin, she was also on the program, there was an after party, and I wandered around and found a piano, and I guess Aretha heard the music, and she came into the room, and then we started singing together, and then Dr. King came in, and it turned into a little service that we were having.
I'm gonna lay down my crown and get me a crown. Well, late in the evening.
How do you feel when you sing gospel music, Queen Esther Marrow?
When I sing gospel music, I become alive. It is so uplifting. And I think what really makes me feel good is that I'm giving of myself, and I feel that at that moment that I am an instrument being used by God.
Huh.
Because after all, he gave me this gift, and for me to give it to the audience and to the people, I just feel so good doing that.
All of God's sons and daughters that morning go be thanking from the healing of water. Will you be there
early in the morning?
Will you be there? Will you be there
when the angels call on the roll?
Well, Santa, I'm gonna move on up a little higher.
It is as if you are running a revival meeting. That's how I feel when I listen to you, Queen Esther Marrow. You've had your ups and downs in your career. In the 1970s, you were piecing together day jobs, working at Bloomingdale's. What department were you? You were selling stuff.
I was working in the accessories department, you know, scarves and little things that you buy to accessorize your clothes.
Yeah, and you also had a job in a toll booth on the New York Thruway at some
yes.
point in there. Do you feel that anything, any of those experiences, those day job experiences, ended up in your music in some way, affected the way you sang, the way you communicated to a group?
I would say so, because when you have lived a life where you're up, you're down, you can sing about good times, you can sing about bad times. And surely I could sing, and I do sing, about the times when things weren't so pretty. Because when you're looking at me and I'm on stage and I'm looking glamorous, and you're thinking, oh, what a life to live and to be up there singing and everything is beautiful. No, it's not. You know, I know how the average normal person lives and the many trials and tribulations they go through. And I sang about it.
You believed in me before I believed in you. You made a willing sacrifice, took the chance to save my life. How could I walk away from your promise to
For about the last 10 years, you've been really a big hit in Europe with a group that you founded, the Harlem Gospel Singers. And I wonder, how do Europeans connect to gospel music?
It is unbelievable.
Huh?
Because at first, I was, you know, you say, well, oh my God, you're dealing with a language barrier. But they were on their feet. They were dancing around. It's like a rock concert. They themselves, they would ask me, what is it that you do to the German people that they can't sit in their seats?
And what's your answer?
Well, what I say is that the spirit, the good news that we bring, it's got to touch you. You can't sit there and not clap your hands and tap your feet. Because we deliver it with such truth and honesty, you would have to be dead not to feel anything.
Queen Esther, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Queen Esther Marrow, her new CD is called God Cares.